So, it's been a while. I've been working a lot and been working at my job and on my cosplay and being social on the cosplay app that I have and just trying to prepare myself and pep myself into the festival Närcon in Sweden, Linköping. I've been thinking a lot about how I'm feeling and how my well-being is, because I'm on antidepressant and I know that they have checks like whenever they have time for me. There's a lot of people needing help all the time, so if I'm not really suicidal, then I don't get the help that I need. I mean, I will get my help, but I'm still really far away in the line, and it will probably take a while. And last time they had a checkup on me, I was really, I didn't feel well, and I couldn't talk to the nurse who was talking to me because he was kind of like a brat. He didn't really listen, and I told him, or I asked him to not see me as a 14-year-old because I'm really trying to be mature and trying to show you that I really am not well, and it's not because of my age. It's because I really am not well. And well, I couldn't get that out. Instead, he just started arguing with me, like, but you wouldn't do that, or like taunting me and just provoked me. And I was just like, do you want me to kill myself? Do you want me to be mean to other people? Like, if I said like, oh, if I said to him that I was really sad and I don't want to live anymore, and he was just like, yeah, but why haven't you killed yourself then? And I'm just like, do you want me to do that? I mean, sure, he probably wanted to like bring up the subject on why I did not commit suicide, to like bring up what I have as a hope, and I don't have anything right now. Before I had my little brothers, but now I don't really feel like I want to connect with them anymore, and I don't want to live for them anymore, because it feels so meaningless, because my youngest brother, he's going to become like, my parents have been manipulating him so much that he's not really thinking by himself anymore, and I can't handle that, so I just stopped, because it isn't my problem. He's soon becoming 18, and he has to grow on his own and not be disturbed by what I think he should think about our parents, or what he should like do. He's still like very dependent on them because they made him dependent on them. They buy him a lot of expensive stuff and always shame him and blame him for them not having money, even though he doesn't really ask for anything than their love and affection in like talking and seeing him, but they just give him love and affection as in expensive stuff, and that they can't really afford, and then they get angry and they put it on the thing that can't say anything against them, and it's my little brother. And yeah, my antidepressant and my anti-anxiety pills, I feel a lot more energetic, probably a lot more positive. I feel like I have a fire inside of me that grows, and I feel like, you know, I feel like I can run 1,000 miles and that I can do anything. And I don't lie in the bed anymore a lot and think about sad stuff. I do think about life and have existential thoughts. And they still hurt me pretty bad, but I have a lot easier coming back from that now, and not staying in that black hole. But one thing I noticed that hasn't gone away is my thought of revenge. It actually felt like I really need to do that now. Like a fire that is like burning inside of me, like such, I don't know, such power. I just feel like I'm a ball of fire, like a meteor or just like the sun. And I just feel like I want to hurt those who hurt me. And I wouldn't, and I won't care if that makes me a bad person. I just want these people to suffer. And it doesn't matter if I get into jail, because I still know that I serve these people right. And I know that whatever I do, I'm still going to get in trouble for it, because it's always been like that. I mean, not always, but when I was bullied in school and when I finally got courage to like give back, I always got so much more like teachers yelling at me so much more than like my classmates like bullying me. And when I like hit back, my teacher sent me to the principal and just had like talks with me, and it's just like, well, she hit me on my head like for every day for a year, and now when I hit her back like once, you put me in a classroom and just sit down with me like in like I'm the bad guy. And I just accepted that that's what people are gonna do with me. So why not go big and maybe like kill them? Even though I feel like I don't deserve to go in jail, even though I deserve to go to jail if I kill somebody because I committed a crime and a murder. But I feel like I'm sitting in an emergency room, suffering from what they said and what they did to me. And the nurses there, when I tell them about my bullies, they always tell me, like, but were they really that bad? Were they really that bad? Well, there was good things and there were bad things. And the good things I don't want to remember. Because when I think about the good things, I'm starting to soften up. I'm starting to think like, oh, maybe that person was a human being after all. But I force myself to remember what they did to me. And these were like kids that came from well-educated families, and they were really popular kids and had parents that were rich. And yeah, sure, that doesn't mean that the parents did right. I mean, a lot of people have said to me that if people bully somebody, that person probably doesn't feel that good inside. And I was just like, yeah, but I don't give a shit about that. I don't feel good about myself. And I have bullied people. I've been mean to people. But I stood up for that. I know that I did that. And I have apologized. And I do not make them accept the apologization or apology, because I did something bad and I admit it and I said I'm sorry. And it's not me who's going to make them forgive me. It's their choice, and my choice is to lock them in a room and gas them to death. My choice is that I sit in my room all day wishing that I had a button that I could just push and they would all disappear. But the thing is that makes a lot of people worry is that if I got that bottom or button, I would not push it right away. I will wait like 10 to 15 to 20 years when they play with their children or kiss the love of their lives or run happily through a field or is out tanning or bathing or doing anything that they are happy about and that they... anything. Imagine them hugging their child and then all of a sudden their dad just disappears. Or mom. And the whole family goes around wondering where are they. And they go to the police and I mean, what are they going to say? Oh, I hugged my dad and suddenly he just disappeared. Then it would be like they are crazy. Sure. If the whole class gone missing, except me, they would like somehow connect the dots. And then probably know that it was me who done something. But seriously, there will never be a bottom that I can just push and they will disappear. So who would believe them? I just want it to hurt in generations forward. I want, when I push this button, I want the parent to disappear. The children won't be able to hear it, to see it or touch it. They will only be able... The ghost of the bully would just be able to stand there watching their child getting worried, running around, or their loved ones spending years and years looking for them. And they can't do anything. And nobody believes them. And nobody wants to hear them anymore. These lunatics. Saying that, oh, my husband just disappeared in thin air. And they will be talking about it for generations and generations. And nobody will ever get a closure on what really happened. They're just gonna get theories. And they're probably gonna get close. But nothing like that will ever happen again. So that's my plan. And what makes it not serious enough for the nurses in the psychiatric emergency rooms is that I will never get this button. I will never get this control over these people. And I don't know, I don't have the money to lock them up in some place or even like make them come to one place at once and just gas them to death. It's not realistic. And I know it myself. But when I think about it, when I think about their children running around searching for them, when I think about the loved ones screaming their name after them, when I think about how my bullies can see how their loved ones scream and shout all day to nothing, it gives me such a fire, such big energy of every feeling, anger, fear, love, happiness, sadness. And well, that is weird. And it's not something people want to do to another person. But if I could, I wouldn't even hesitate. Those people took something away from me that I never can restore. And if I do, I still wouldn't get them back. But then again, if I kill those bullies, I would want to kill more people, like Donald Trump, or those Nazis in Sweden. Just put all the stupid people, all the Republicans, in one big arena, close off the ceiling. And just make them go away forever. So that's what my pills does. I get more energy. I get more hyped. I feel depressed. I am depressed, but I also feel this fire inside of me, fighting to get back my justice. What do you think about this? A lot of my psychologists never understood why I wanted to give back so much. And I never understood why she never understood me, because it felt like she never talked to someone who had been bullied. I think that someone who has been a victim of bullying often think about, or sometimes think about, coming to school one day wearing those cool clothes, being super beautiful, skinny, tall, having high heels, coming to school, looking like you're 10 years older than those people, and just look so cool, and you got this new car and everything fancy, and they just look at you like, wow, look at Jenny. Oh my god, I wish I was her I wish I was her best friend. Oh my god, she's getting into you by the TV right now. I want to be there. I want to say that she's my best friend. But that never happens. And I try to, like, sometimes, a couple times in a semester or like a half year, I would be like, okay, today's the day, I'm going to talk more, I'm going to be this joker, I'm gonna be this beautiful girl, and I put on, like, I put my hair in a really beautiful ponytail and have some kind of jewelry on my hair. And I get to school and I get bullied. And I just stay quiet. But that was not the worst part, really. The worst part was when I was like 16 to 19 years old. And I got bullied every day for 3 years. And it was also like the internet and everything was a really big thing back then too, with Facebook and everything. And the bullying never stopped outside of school. I could go home alone. And my classmates would call me every Saturday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And they would say inappropriate stuff. And they would shut me off the group chat and just be a real pain in the ass. And when you get bullied every day for such a long time, it does something with a person that just doesn't make sense for everybody else, I guess. Because nobody understands that. And I always get the question, like, really? Like, did they really do something that bad that you just want to kill them? For me, yeah. And for me, it doesn't matter if it was bad or not. Or, like, super bad or not really that bad, but it just doesn't feel like they are worth living here. I mean, they were regular students and had regular grades, and I had always more. I was always better in gym class and everything. But I still was the bullied one. I guess that's because they were jealous. But I don't think so. I just think they are evil, and I don't want them to reproduce. When I wish for a little button that I could press on, it just fills my whole body with hope and sadness, because I know that's not gonna happen. But thinking about them disappearing and the children wandering around calling out, "Dad, Dad, Mom, Mom," it just makes me lit on fire directly. It feels like a kiss. Or like when you run a marathon or just get an endorphin kick. It's beautiful. I have to go. Bye.